In today's economy, there is one place you can go to get help with a resume, learn new job skills, connect to the internet, or just curl up with your favorite book. All of this and more is free at your library. Celebrate National Library Week, April 11th through the 17th. A message from the American Library Association's Campaign for America's Libraries and ALA Library Champions. For more information, visit atyourlibrary.org.
This is the Flight Wisdom Guru telling you to support your local library.
From the four corners of the internet, from the news capitals at home and abroad, the latest in aviation brought into focus. And now, reporting from Flight Wisdom headquarters, we proudly present the Flight Wisdom Guru and the briefing.
This is the Flight Wisdom Guru with briefing number 15. Berlin's Tegel Airport closed on Wednesday with passengers evacuated and flights suspended when construction workers uncovered an unexploded World War II-era bomb. GoGo In-Flight Internet is now offering a monthly subscription plan. The option will be offered for $34.95 a month and will automatically renew. If you travel regularly, this may be a good move for you. Delta Airlines has requested government approval to begin two weekly flights between Detroit and Sao Paulo, Brazil, beginning November 4th. A plane carrying nearly 100 people, including the Polish president and dozens of top Polish political and military leaders, crashed this weekend on approach to Smolensk. The Russian military has stated that the air traffic controllers ordered the crew of the aircraft not to land due to dense, foggy conditions, and recommended that the plane divert. The plane, a Tupolev Tu-154, was one of the youngest of the Soviet-made aircraft, which ceased manufacture 20 years ago. We hate to criticize in the face of such tragedy, but we do have to ask why such a large percentage of any government be allowed to travel together, and why the crew would defy air traffic control in such a situation. We will have more on this as it becomes available. Senator Charles Schumer of New York has called on the Treasury Department to define carry-on bags as a reasonable necessity in order to prevent airlines from imposing carry-on bag charges. If that cannot be done, he intends to introduce legislation to accomplish the same. Airline passengers have absorbed fee upon new fees over the last several years, and they are hitting the boiling point, Schumer said. And now for a little editorializing. The top story in aviation last week was that merger talks began once more between United and U.S. Airways. We here at Flight Wisdom would be very surprised if this ever came to fruition. Many airline and business experts have said that the industry needs more consolidation. But the only reason to do so is to make the company smaller, which results in layoffs, route reductions, and in the case of this merger scenario, the requirement to sell off assets and markets to avoid monopolization. When America West merged with U.S. Airways, the merger had no end of confusion, and some issues still haven't been sorted out today, years later. The Delta-Northwest merger was smoother, but is still ongoing behind the scenes. There is still too much overlap between the two carriers. Both have Washington hubs, for example, although at different airports, and they already code-share extensively. Frontier and Midwest, for example, now part of Republic Airlines Holdings, are set to become a single operating entity soon. But the situation there is very different. They can become a stronger unit together during their mutual reorganization. United and U.S. Airways would merely be a mess, but you don't have to take my word for it. This will serve as the final boarding call for Briefing 15. All passengers should now be on board the aircraft. Briefing 15 was released April 12, 2010.
If you enjoy Flight Wisdom, why not check out our travel tip site, infrequentflyer.com. Infrequent flyer, because not all of us travel regularly.